Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Generation Y ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Listen to a bold new take on George Orwell's classic 1984 on Audible, starring an epic cast with Andrew Garfield, Cynthia Erivo, and Andrew Scott, and featuring Tom Hardy as Big Brother. Plus, a haunting original score by Matthew Bellamy and Elon Ashkari that takes this thrilling production to the next level. Experience an immersive listening experience like nothing you've heard before. This chilling tale of constant surveillance, thought police, and rebellion is more relevant now than ever. Big Brother is watching and listening. Hear why those who control the past control the future. Listen to George Orwell's 1984 on Audible now. Go to audible.com/bigbrother.
We're brought to you by Audible. Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, or doing your chores. I usually listen to Audible when I'm on a plane because it's the best way to keep my mind off the boredom and claustrophobia of being in a plane. I'm currently listening to The Long Walk. It was one of Stephen King's first books that he wrote under Richard Bachman. It's an incredible story about teens who are volunteered to go on a long walk. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. Right now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/GWP or text GWP to 500-500. That's audible.com/GWP or text GWP to 500-500.
Both sides ready?
Yes, Judge.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been sworn as jurors to try this case. At this time, the attorneys will have an opportunity to make their opening statements. I ask, ladies and gentlemen, that you please give the lawyers your close attention.
December 20th of 2002. Is a date that is burned collectively into the memory of the Johnsburg community. Brian Carrick was 17 years old, a student at Johnsburg High School. On December 20th, 2002, he disappeared from the face of the earth. To this day, his body has never been found. All that remains of Brian Carrick on this earth is droplets of his blood that were left behind inside and outside of a cooler, a produce cooler at Val's grocery store where he worked.
I certainly agree that you'll find that what happened in Johnsburg, whatever it was a major thing and something that changed the lives of a lot of people. For years and years and years, the police and the state's attorney's office were under great pressure to bring someone to justice for this case. The problem is when you look at all of these witnesses, the conclusion is, I don't know. We don't know what happened. We have no idea.
This is Framed. I am your host, Aaron. It was a normal Friday night in Johnsburg, Illinois. Christmas was just around the corner, less than a week away. The days were getting shorter, the nights colder. While most were dreading the long winter ahead, Brian Carrick welcomed the change in season. The falling temperatures meant he would soon be celebrating his favorite holiday around the Christmas tree with his family. He had other reasons to be cheerful. That Friday was the last day of school before a well-deserved two-week break. Brian viewed the break from school as an opportunity to pick up some extra hours at work, but to Brian, it wasn't all about the money. He truly loved his job working at Val's Foods. He was officially listed as a stock boy, but he was so much more than that. He worked as a cashier. He worked in the deli, the meat department. Every job that could be done in that store, he did it. His work ethic was unparalleled, and his efforts did not go unnoticed. When Brian stopped by that night to pick up his paycheck, there was an envelope waiting for him with a cash bonus inside. Brian used some of that money to buy a frozen pizza and some soda before returning home. Later that night, something drew Brian back to the grocery store. Several co-workers saw Brian walk into the store. No one saw him leave. Brian's mother, Terry Carrick, grew concerned when she realized Brian hadn't come home the night before. Terry would later share that
Brian wasn't one to go out a lot. He was either here or at work. We assumed he had gone to somebody's house and didn't call, you know.
Brian's older brother, Eddie, also worked as a stock boy at the grocery store. When Eddie noticed Brian hadn't shown up for his shift the following afternoon, he was shocked. Knowing that was very unlike his younger brother, he informed his mother. Terry promptly reported Brian missing. She told the police,
Brian never missed work. Mm-mm. If he was late, he'd call. If they called him to come in on his day off, he was out the door.
Whatever fate befell Brian Carrick that night was a tragic one. The mystery of what happened to Brian has been pondered by many. Over time, two theories have divided the Johnsburg community. Supporters from each side can picture in their minds how Brian's final moments played out. Both sides truly believe they know who killed Brian. Both sides have facts. Which picture comes into focus just depends on how those facts are framed. This season on Framed, we are going to examine the case of Brian Carrick. One thing that makes this cold case unique is that it has been in and out of court for over a decade. Multiple court filings equate to more documents and information available to the public. What those documents ultimately reveal is a suspect list of two. The only two people who ever faced charges in this case, Mario Cacharo and Rob Render. Both Mario and Rob were employed as stock boys at Vail's Foods in 2002, and both were working at Vail's on the very night Brian disappeared. Rob Render was charged with concealing Brian's homicide in 2008, but those charges were eventually dropped. Rob later died of a drug overdose in 2012. In 2013, Mario was found guilty of the murder of Brian Carrick. 2 years later, that guilty verdict was overturned by an appellate court. Mario was set free. He will never again face charges related to this case. The justice system failed to provide closure for Brian's family and friends, but there is still something that can be done. There is a definition of justice that I think applies here, and it is, justice is truth in action. If there is some measure of justice we can provide on behalf of Brian, it's by telling the truth of what happened to him. This podcast's lofty goal is to find out exactly what happened in the back of that grocery store on a cold December night in 2002. Brian's loved ones, the Johnsburg community, and everyone who has been affected by this case deserve better than those theories. They deserve the truth. What you heard in the opening sequence was a recreation of court proceedings that took place at Mario's murder trial in 2013. These recreations are something we are going to be doing a lot of. As you listen to these snippets from trial, you will hear what those 12 jurors who convicted Mario Cacharo of murder heard. Beyond that, you will be privy to several facts that jurors weren't allowed to hear. Some of these facts were overlooked, while others were deemed inadmissible by the judge. Thankfully, we aren't held to the same evidentiary rules as the courts. We are going to put all of the relevant pieces of this puzzle on the table, regardless of which side it helps. I encourage you to attempt to connect the pieces as we go along. Although I will warn you now, it's not going to be an easy task. This trial started 10 years after the murder occurred. You'll hear from people who are trying to tell the truth to the best of their recollection, but whose memories are admittedly a little fuzzy. There are going to be inconsistencies and contradictions between various witnesses' statements that will take some sorting out. Mario's attorney, Brian Tallender, was unable to make sense of this complicated fact pattern. He expressed the following during his closing statement.
Every witness says something that contradicts another witness. Now, I'm not going to say they're lying. People are just, well, that's what's most frustrating. People are saying things that they don't know are true.
The state argued during their closing statements that
we don't need to prove the exact cause, the exact time, the exact place of Brian Carrick's death. We don't need to prove how Mario got rid of Brian Carrick's body or where he may have disposed of him.
So when it came to the specifics of how the crime occurred, both sides could offer nothing more than a shrug of the shoulders, and I think this is why so many people are frustrated by this case. People wonder how a 17-year-old kid could walk into a grocery store where he worked for years, a place where he knew everybody, and nobody saw anything that could explain what happened? When I first became aware of this case and started reading up on it, I was just as baffled as everyone else. As I got deeper into the case file, I realized my assumption that nobody saw anything that could help solve this mystery wasn't exactly true. That was just a preview of Episode 1. To listen to the rest, go subscribe to Framed, an Investigative Story, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Generation Y podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.